Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 43. In this portion of Deuteronomy chapter 4, we have the conclusion of Moses' first address to the children of Israel on the plains of Moab before they crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land. We also have the designation of the three cities of refuge that were located on the east side of the Jordan River. Let's begin by reading the first 8 verses of the chapter. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me. Therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Let's begin our study of this chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 4, with some background notes. Here in chapter 4, we have the conclusion or climax of Moses' first address or sermon to the children of Israel on the plains of Moab before they crossed the Jordan into the land of promise. In the first part of the sermon or address in chapters 1 through 3, there was a review of Israel's 40 years from Mount Sinai to the plains of Moab. Now here in chapter 4, there is a preview of what's to come as they enter the land and an exhortation for the future. We see in verses 1 and 2 that Israel was to keep God's word as God had given it and not to add to it or take away from it. Follow Israel's history and it is obvious that they failed here. The Pharisees, for example, added additional laws to the word of God. And the Sadducees, for example, took away from God's word, even denying the possibility of bodily resurrection. Well, as you know, this can happen today as well. Let's be careful that we don't become legalists who tend to add to the scripture, and let's be careful that we don't ignore certain passages of scripture that we don't like and thus take away from scripture. In verses 3 and 4, the sad event of Israel's recent failure in the case of Baal Peor is mentioned, where 24,000 people died in a plague because of their sinful departure from God's law. You can read about this event in Numbers chapter 25. In verses 5 through 8, we see that God gave his people the law not only so that they could have a full and blessed life, but also so that they would be a light and testimony to the surrounding nations and draw these nations to the one true God. Now, this certainly has application for today. Any individual or nation that follows the word of God today will be blessed and become a testimony for the one true God. So much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Deuteronomy chapter 4. Doctrinal point number 1. Moses preached the importance for Israel to keep the law. Moses preached the importance for Israel to keep the law. Verses 9 through 24. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, and the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone. Take careful heed to yourselves, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that is in the water beneath the earth. And take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven And when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the peoples under the whole heaven as a heritage. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be his people, an inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and swore that I would not cross over the Jordan, and that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not cross over the Jordan, but you shall cross over and possess that good land. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. As Moses continued his sermon to the children of Israel, he emphasized that they were to diligently keep God's law and teach it to their children and grandchildren. Verse 9. In verses 9 through 14, Moses reminded the children of Israel of their awesome experience at Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb. They would have been no more than teenagers then. They saw the mountain on fire. They heard God's voice from the midst of the fire. They were given the Ten Commandments written by God himself on two tablets of stone. Now therefore, said Moses, keep God's law. Verse 14. It's crucial to your survival. And remember, you did not see God in any form when he spoke to you. So don't try and make any graven images of God. And don't worship him by worshiping his creation. That is the sun or moon or stars. He is the creator of all creation. So it's important that you honor and revere the Lord by keeping his law. Even I, said Moses, will not be going into the land because of my failure. So keep God's law. God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Verse 24. In verses 32 through 40, Moses emphasized the uniqueness of Israel before God. That's why he was a jealous God in a good sense. Let's read these verses. Did any people ever hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or did God ever try to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Therefore know this day and consider it in your heart that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other. Israel was a unique and special nation. Had any other nation literally heard the voice of God? Verses 33 and 36. Had any other nation experienced a miraculous exodus like Israel had with signs and wonders? Verses 34 and 37. Had any other nation been able to drive out the Amorites as Israel had done against overwhelming odds? Verse 38. Israel was special. God loved them and chose them. Verse 37. Now therefore, said Moses, honor the one true God by following his laws, and you will be blessed in the land that God is giving you. Verse 40 once again. You shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Moses preached the importance for Israel to keep the law. Doctrinal point number two. Moses predicted the removal of Israel from the land. Moses predicted the removal of Israel from the land. Verses 25 through 28. When you beget children and grandchildren, and have grown old in the land, and act corruptly, and make a carved image in the form of anything, or do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone. You will notice that these verses are more than a warning. They are a prediction that Israel would turn away from the Lord and from his law and practice idolatry. It is not if you act corruptly, but when you act corruptly. Therefore, the nation would be destroyed, and the people would be scattered among the foreign nations, and there they would reap what they had sown for their idolatry. All of this came true, of course, as you follow the history of Israel. Moses predicted the removal of Israel from the land. And doctrinal point number three, Moses predicted the restoration of Israel to the Lord. Moses predicted the restoration of Israel to the Lord. Verses 29 through 31. When you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Here's the good news. Israel will return to the Lord. Notice once again that it is not if you turn to the Lord, but when you turn to the Lord. Verse 30. It will happen. Notice from verse 30 that it will take place in the latter days. We may be on the threshold of that time as we speak. The return of the secular state of Israel is not the fulfillment of this prophecy. That's just the groundwork for the spiritual reawakening of Israel in the future. But it will come, and it will be a worldwide movement amongst the Jewish people to return not only to the land, but to the Lord. Moses predicted the restoration of Israel to the Lord. Now, what about practical application? Help is not that far away. Help is not that far away. Verses 41 through 43. Then Moses set apart three cities on this side of the Jordan toward the rising of the sun. Bezer in the wilderness on the plateau for the Reubenites, Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. At the end of his first sermon or address, Moses designated three cities on the east side of the Jordan River as cities of refuge. Now, three more cities on the west side of the Jordan River would also be designated as cities of refuge in Joshua chapter 20 after the fighting was over. These cities of refuge were for the protection of a person who was involved in an unintentional death, such as a hunting accident or a building accident. The one who caused the death could flee to the city of refuge and be safe and protected from any revenge until his case was tried and proved that it was not murder. We know from Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 that the cities of refuge are a picture of Christ, to whom we have fled as our true refuge. Hebrews 6:18. Now notice here in these verses of Deuteronomy chapter 4 that the three cities are placed in the territories of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, respectively. In other words, a city of refuge was not that far away from anyone needing help and seeking safety. What a wonderful spiritual picture. Folks today go to great lengths and efforts to find peace and help and safety in this world, but they are sorely disappointed. All they need to do is turn and flee to Christ, who is right there. Help is not that far away.